It's Whiplash on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. So happy to say we've got Sebastian Bach on the show this week. How are you, Sebastian?
Wonderful. How you doing, Jackie?
Doing very well. Excited to talk about this new album, Child Within the Man, that is obviously coming. And always great to get new Sebastian Bach music. And Sebastian... The new single was written with Miles Kennedy.
Yes.
What are you looking for in co-write situations, and why was Miles someone you wanted to work with?
Well, it's not a personal thing, songwriting, and I can't really explain why I like a song or why I don't like a song, but I'm very honest. To the point sometimes where people get mad at me because I can't put my heart into a song that I don't feel with my heart. This song, I feel. This song. Okay, so Elvis Basquiat is the producer, and he produces Alter Bridge, Miles Kennedy, Wolfgang Van Halen, Seven Dust. He's the top rock producer in the business in many people's eyes. And I had a bunch of ideas coming into Orlando to record. And then during the recording, Miles Kennedy contacted Elvis and said, hey, would Sebastian Bach want to hear some of my ideas? And I was like, heck yeah. Like, I love his voice. And I have a very open mind to music. If I like it, I like it. And I always like it. It's not like I heard Youth Gone Wild in 88 and now I don't like it. Like, I will always love records that I put my name on and release to the public. We co-wrote two songs on the record together, but this is the first single. And when I listen to this song and when I watch the video, it's just one word comes into my head, and that is fun. It's fun. It's really fun. And it makes me smile. Like, the video makes me smile to the point of tears of joy, because I'm so proud of it, and it kicks my ass.
Sebastian Bach on the show with us. His new record, Child Within the Man, is out on May 10th. And he's playing Ventura Theater June 27th and The Observatory on June 28th. Tickets are on sale now. I've got your chance at tickets to The Observatory show. Text the word FMJ to 68683 right now for your chance at two tickets. Coming up, music from Black Sabbath and more with Sebastian Bach. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Sebastian Bach on the show with us this week. And Sebastian, there's always something going on in your world. And the last few years has mostly seen you revisiting your Skid Row work for anniversary celebrations. What made this the right time for new Sebastian Bach music? And what was inspiring you over the course of writing for your new album?
Well, I have to say that I have to give the credit for this actually really happening goes to Elvis Basquiat, the producer, because he did this for one reason. He is a serious fan of Skid Row albums and my solo albums, but he grew up, he's a little younger than me, I think. Yeah, everybody's younger than me now. but he loves 18 in Life and Slave to the Grind. He completely loves it. And he told my management, I want to produce the next Sebastian record. And during a pandemic, near the ending of it, I was in my hot tub. And the new Wolfgang Van Halen song came on, which is No Matter Where You Are, I Will Be With You. The song to his dad. I haven't listened to it in a while because I don't want to subconsciously rip things off. But when I heard that, I couldn't believe how emotional and how much it hit me, that song. And so I didn't know who it was. And they go, that's the new Wolfgang Van Halen. And I go, oh my Lord. I go, who produced that? So I Googled that and it said Elvis Basquiat. And me and Elvis have been talking about doing an album since way back when I did the album Angel Down. I was talking to Elvis. It didn't work out back then. And we were in the pandemic now. And I said to my management, what do you mean I'm moving to Orlando for a month? Like I didn't even know you could go to the airport. Like, so we all moved down there. Me, Todd Kearns on bass, Devin Bronson on guitar, Jeremy Colson on the drums. We moved to Orlando and I thought I'd be going out on the town. It's been a long time since I did a record. I thought I'd be going to the beach in Florida, Disneyland. And we went out like the very first night to the steakhouse, had dinner, and that was it. We didn't go out again because our focus and our concentration was 100% on this record. And we all lived in the studio. It's a house. This is where Alter Bridge records and Seven Dust and Miles Kennedy and Mark Tremonti and it's the first time in my career where I ever lived in a house with the band. We woke up and got coffee and went to the studio and worked on our album. And we did that every day. And the results are right there. It wasn't like we're sending files over the internet and recording in our house. And that's not the way to get the best results of a record. We looked into each other in the eye in a circle in pre-production and got all the songs worked out. And then we just stayed in the studio and made something that we're super proud of. That's it.
Sebastian Bach with us on Whiplash this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Right now, a new tune from Saint Asonia. This one features John Cooper of Skillet, Wolf on Whiplash. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. We've got Sebastian Bach on the show with us this week. And Sebastian, you've got a great album title, Child Within the Man. Can you speak about what that title means to you and also how the artwork for the album plays into that idea?
Well, my wife calls me Man-Child. So, you know, that's kind of been a theme for me my whole career. A lot of people, you know, I bring like a youthful energy to the stage. When I get up there, it's always people are smiling and excited and hooting and hollering. But the line Child Within the Man is a line of one of the songs on the record, and I scream it like bloody murder, and it kept haunting me. And I have a lot of my dad's artwork. He's no longer alive, and we all of his kids, we got a lot of his art when he passed away. And I unrolled a roll of paintings that I knew had the Skid Row Subhuman Race painting in it, and I want to take care of it and make sure it's preserved. But in that roll was this painting that I remember my dad doing of me when I was 10 in a field next to this beat up old Cadillac car in the field. And then behind the car, it's Jesus ascending into heaven and I'm running next to the car. It looks like an album cover. And then he also did a painting of me from Circus Magazine, the first centerfold of me on stage at Giant Stadium. He did a gigantic painting of that, like 12 feet high. And so the cover's gonna be me running as a child into me on stage as a man, and it's Child Within the Man. And it just reminds me of the 70s, like child in Time, and just reminds me of a good 70s album cover. And the fact that I can bring back a painting from the year 1978 and make it into artwork in 2023-2024, that's really mind-blowing to me.
Sebastian Bach with us. Once again, his new record, Child Within the Man, is coming out on May 10th. Join us again tomorrow night for another tune off the record and another shot at tickets to see him at the Observatory on June 28th. It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for tuning in for another edition of Whiplash. You can find me here every Monday and Tuesday night at midnight. Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Facebook is Full Metal Jackie 666. Check out the Whiplash page at 955klos.com. You can find out about who's going to be on the show, what tickets we're going to be giving away, and also you can check out podcasts of every interview that I've ever done here on the show. And hey, KLOS presents the OC Hair Metal Meltdown Friday, June 21st at the Honda Center featuring Great White, Slaughter, Quiet Riot, and Vixen. Tickets starting as low as $30 are on sale now at HondaCenter.com. And of course, you can win your way in on KLOS. Going to leave you off tonight with a tune from Judas Priest and their latest record, Invincible Shield. Rob Halford was a guest here on the show a few weeks back. If you missed it, check out a podcast on the Whiplash page. Judas Priest and Crown of Horns. See ya. It's Whiplash on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Sebastian Bach is with us. We're talking about his new album, Child Within the Man. And I can't help but notice that you've got some great guitarists featured on this album. John Five, Steve Stevens, Orianthe. You've played with some amazing players over the years, whether it be in Skid Row, your solo career, or collaborations. Do you have a favorite experience working with a guitarist, and what made that your standout choice?
Well, I gotta mention my guitar player in my live band, Mr. Brent Woods, who is also one of my great friends. And I love Brent, but Brent is in a bunch of different bands, a bunch of different projects, and everybody's schedule is always challenging to deal with. So working on ideas even for my next record, but this record, I do have some guests, John Five from Motley Crue. This is our third album in a row collaborating. The first one, we did a song called Tunnel Vision on Kicking and Screaming, and then we did Temptation on Give Him Hell. But Orianthe, my wife Suzanne, is friends with Orianthe, and she just said, hey, Sebastian's making a new album. You wanna send him a couple riffs? And she sent me a riff that I loved, and I turned it into a song with her and Devin and Elvis, the producer. And then Steve Stevens, this is our third album in a row, or at least second in a row. We did a song on the last album called Gun to a Knife Fight, one of my favorite titles there, and another song called Push Away, and this new one is Steve Stevens is the most metal. You'll hear him when he's playing with me.
I love Steve Stevens. He's amazing.
He saves his real heavy metal riffs for my albums. And I gotta mention, since this is Full Metal Jackie, any collector of vinyl records needs no introduction to the name Robert Ludwig. He's a mastering engineer for all mastering engineers. And he mastered Led Zeppelin II and Kiss Alive and Donald Fagen and the Eagles. And I could go on and on and on. Jimi Hendrix. I'm not even making it up. And I'm friends with Adam Jones from Tool. And when I saw the credits for the new Tool record, it said mastered by Robert Ludwig. I said that, I go, there's no way that's the same guy that did Led Zeppelin II. He goes, yes, it is. He's like 80. He's still doing. I go, are you kidding me? I told my record company, I go, if you really want to make an incredible sounding album, we should go with Robert Ludwig to master it. And we did. And this song, What Do I Got to Lose, is mastered by the one and only Robert Ludwig, produced by Elvis Basquiat, and the combo, to me, is exactly the way I like rock to sound, with dynamics. It's not all one volume level. It goes from light to dark. You can hear all the ear candy in the background. And since this record, Robert Ludwig has now retired. And this is one of the very last records that Mr. Robert Ludwig ever put out, when I could not be more proud. But I collect that.
Sebastian Bach with us. His new record, Child Within the Man, is coming out on May 10th. And as mentioned, he's got a couple of shows coming up in June. Ventura Theater, June 27th, and The Observatory on June 28th. I've got your chance at tickets to The Observatory show right now Text the word FMJ to 68683 for your chance at two tickets. Good luck. Music from Megadeth and more with Sebastian Bach next. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Sebastian Bach is my guest on the show. And speaking about To Live Again, you proclaimed, "I'm not afraid of ballads." I'm putting you on the spot here, but I'm giving you the whole history of rock ballads to choose from. What to you is the greatest rock ballad that you'd always wish you'd written and why? Or hey, maybe it's one of your own songs.
Well, I'll surprise you with these answers. I think one of the most emotional rock ballads, if you can call it that, is a song by Genesis called Ripples that I used to hear in my private school, Lakefield College School in Canada. And it always brings me back to that. The melody of that song just rips my heart out. Different Strings by Rush off Permanent Waves is a ballad that just completely mesmerizes me. Beyond the Realms of Death by Judas Priest.
Great one.
There's so many. I mean, Don't Wanna Wait Anymore by The Tubes off Completion Backwards Principle.
Nice.
I know you weren't expecting that.
Definitely not.
these are all songs that really blow me away. Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix, which also Skid Row we covered. That's one of the all-time great ballads. Melissa by the Allman Brothers, one of the top ballads. Yeah. There's lots. I love that. Carrie by Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah by Jefferson Starship. Those are incredible songs.
Sebastian Bach with us. He's going to be picking music here in a bit. Right now, Dirty Honey and Coming Home. It's Whiplash on KLOS. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Sebastian Bach is our guest this week. And Sebastian, you're a natural born performer, but having appeared on The Masked Singer, what was the hardest part of your run on that show?
There was a bunch of hard parts, but wearing that costume can be very claustrophobic and very, it can give you anxiety because you're like in like a little tiny room.
So, is it sweaty? It must be super sweaty.
It is very hot. There's one part, like you can't take it off and put it on your own. You need like a team of people, like even to get in it and get out of it. And the first couple of times I put that thing on, there's a part when they take it off where my arms, I have to go like this and they like have to pull it. But there's one part where I am like immobile and I can't do anything about it. And I don't like that feeling. Like I'm like, I don't like that. So we had to learn how to coordinate getting it off and sounds weird, but also the sound when you're inside that thing is very different than not being inside of it. So it just, you can tell you're inside of a like a tube, like it kind of sounds like that. But you know, I gotta say, man, I thought that show, before I was on it, I thought it was more about comedy and costumes, which it is. It is about comedy and it is about costumes. The costumes are incredible. They're amazing. They remind me of like Peter Criss on the Dynasty tour, like with the big green shoulder cat things. But these costumes are beautiful. But what I learned is that The Masked Singer is about singing. It is. It is. That's how I kept progressing on the show, because I won a bunch of smackdowns and all this. And if you want to have a vocal smackdown with Sebastian Bach, get ready for the smackdown, all right? Because I've done this once or twice, all right? So
you definitely have. Sebastian Bach with us. Pick up his new record, Child Within the Man, and cannot wait to see all the great things to come with you for 2024.
Awesome. Thank you, Jackie.
And thank you for hanging out with me for another edition of Whiplash. I am here every Monday and Tuesday night at midnight. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Facebook is Full Metal Jackie 666. And of course, check out the Whiplash page at 955klos.com. KLOS presents the OC Hair Metal Meltdown Friday, June 21st at the Honda Center. featuring Great White, Slaughter, Quiet Riot, and Vixen. It'll be an epic night of rock. Tickets starting as low as $30 are on sale now at HondaCenter.com. Gonna leave you off this week with Pearl Jam and Dark Matter. See ya.